Today, as we come to the table,
the only one that can see are the believers. You guys have had your eyes open. The world doesn't have their eyes open. They can't see what's happening. And we stand back and watch it. To me, it's so obvious. I'm thinking, how in the world could the world ever know that the Bible says that we're all going to get some type of mark on our hand or our forehead that's going to control the whole world, and everybody's going to come under that government and allow this world leader to lead us all out of Europe with the world governments coming together? How in the world would we ever submit to that, knowing we've been told generation after generation by the Bible, and I'm watching everyone go, hey, that's a great idea.
God gives his children a spiritual insight that this world lacks. Through his word, he's warned us of the tactics that the enemy will use to fool people in ways that are clearly outlined in prophecy. Lately, reading the headlines often can feel like you're reading straight out of the book of Revelation, but the world will call you crazy if you try to point it out. Well, thanks for staying with us today as we come to the table, the daily Bible study program of Pastor Mark Kirk of Calvary Knoxville. As Pastor Mark will explain in today's message, the signs of the times all around are undeniable. The stage is set for a one-world government and digital tracking that could easily morph into a mark of the beast. It's time for us to get serious about reaching the lost for Jesus. Now, let's join Pastor Mark in the book of Revelation chapter 7 as he begins his message, the 144,000.
Great to have you guys. Excited to get in the Word with you today. And a lot of great stuff in Revelation chapter 7. So open up your Bibles to Revelation chapter 7. My whole life, and again, I know this is our generation, and I'm not that old. Some of you may think I am, but I'm not that old. But the bottom line is that I've never seen things happening this rapidly, prophetically around the globe my entire life. I've been teaching these things for many, many years, 20-some years about prophecy, and I've never seen things moving as rapidly, happening so fast. And I've always believed that I would see it, that it would be our generation. But now that I'm watching it happen, and we're watching this unfold right before our very eyes, it gets very exciting, and it gets very, interesting. And it's like something you think, Lord, I felt that I'd see this, but I'm watching it happen. We are watching before our very eyes the end times process begin to unfold. And again, it's being used, and what's happening in our day right now is being used to speed up this process in such a rapid way. I used to wonder, how is this all going to happen where the entire world is going to be willing to join together as one government, the entire world be willing to come under that government and do whatever they say, and everyone be willing to lay down their freedoms? And I used to look at it and go, we live in America. This will never happen. It is happening. And it's happening through this COVID-19. Now, again, I'm not saying that it's not real. I'm not denying what's going on. I'm saying that it's being, I believe, overblown, which we'll talk about here more in just a moment, but it's being used in a spiritual sense. Remember, we have a spiritual battle going on. And the Bible says the enemy is going to begin, the spirit of Antichrist is going to move the entire world. As it says in 1 John, the whole world is under the sway of the wicked one. And he's going to move us to unite together as a world government, coming under that world government with one world leader out of Europe. And it's interesting when you look at Daniel, it gives a picture of the 2 feet and the 10 toes, partly of clay, partly of iron. What it means is clay and iron don't like each other that much. You can mold them, you can put them together, but they don't stick together very good. And the picture God is giving us is the world is going to be forced into this mold. Some will like it, some won't like it, but it's going to happen. And we're watching it take place before our very eyes. Again, it's a spiritual battle, and I believe what we're seeing happening right now in our culture with this virus is a forerunner to the worldwide control of the Antichrist as he comes into power. Again, I'm not saying, as I said, that it's not something that's real. I'm saying that the enemy is using this to prepare us and to get us mentally prepared for what's coming. What I see is that Satan and the spirit of Antichrist is on the move. Now, if you look throughout history, you'll see this. If you go back, Satan's desire, the Bible tells us, is to be like God. His desire is to have the world worshiping him. He will have a slight moment in world history where the world will bow down to him. That's what we're looking at in Revelation. It's only for a brief moment, and God's going to allow it to basically separate out those that are with God and those that are not with God. But he's tried to do it prematurely throughout history. If you read in Generation about the Tower of Babel, at that point, they tried to form a world government with a leadership head at it. God split them up. God sent, remember, different languages to the peoples, and he split the peoples up. And then we move forward through Babylon and Alexander the Great when there were world powers that were in place, but God didn't allow it to advance to that. As we saw in 2 Thessalonians, God said the restrainer, he's restraining until it's time. So God said no at the Tower of Babel. God said no to Babylon. God said no to Alexander the Great. And then Rome came along. And once again, almost you would think, okay, this is it. The emperors are demanding that the world worship them as gods. And you had to pinch incense to the Roman emperors during that time. But God shut it down and said, no, it's not time. And Satan again was pushed back. Then we see recent times, Hitler. And once again, I think Satan tried to step forward and say, I'm going to take the world over now. Hitler even talked about a 1,000-year rule of the Third Reich. If you know anything about history, where do you think he got that? That was the spirit of Antichrist, because he knows that Jesus is going to rule for 1,000 years. He's trying to take the place of Jesus Christ. And now we move to modern day. And I believe that's exactly what we're seeing today. Satan is rearing his head worldwide. He's using this worldwide pandemic to get the world to come under the governments for the sake of the good of everyone, to lay freedoms down, to get the mindset that government knows what's best and government will control and government will take care of and all these things that are happening. It's a move of the enemy. Now, here's the question. The question is God going to continue to restrain, or is God going to, again, let this go? Only time will tell. With all these other times, God has said no, no, no. At some point, God's going to say yes, you can move forward. And that's going to start the signal for this very end times we talk about, for the rapture of the church and the things we're looking about in Revelation. I personally believe that we're in that process. Now, that doesn't mean that God's not going to restrain things. Again, God will restrain until he says he's going to restrain. And we also can't look at what's happening in the world around us as to when the rapture is going to take place. Jesus said that could happen at any moment. He said, watch, watch, for you don't know when your master's coming. Be watching at all times. He wants every generation watching, because it's going to be a surprise event and we need to be watching for it. But the bottom line is I'm seeing things today and you're seeing things. I know for me that just a few months ago that I never would have believed is happening in our nation and in our world. There is a powerful spiritual blindness coming upon the world, and we were told it would happen. It's almost like this fog, like we had this morning, if you were up early enough, is falling upon the world, and the only one that can see are the believers. You guys have had your eyes open. The world doesn't have their eyes open. They can't see what's happening. And we stand back and watch it. To me, it's so obvious. I'm thinking, how in the world could the world ever know that the Bible says that we're all going to get some type of mark on our hand or our forehead that's going to control the whole world, and everybody's going to come under that government and allow this world leader to lead us all out of Europe with the world governments coming together? How in the world would we ever submit to that, knowing we've been told generation after generation by the Bible, and I'm watching everyone go, hey, that's a great idea. We need to bring the world together to solve these problems like COVID-19 and all these things. And people are willingly saying, you know what, we need to do this. I would have never dreamed it. But the Bible says that in the last days, God will send a delusion. God will send a fog, if you will. I want to share a couple of scriptures with you about how you understand, but the world doesn't. In context of the last days, in Daniel chapter 12, verses 9 through 10, it says this: and the angel, that is he, said to Daniel, go your way, for the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Now, much of Daniel was revealed to Daniel right then, and we've known it for centuries in the church. But there's a portion of Daniel that God said, I'm not going to reveal the whole thing until the very end. And as we get closer to the end, I'm going to show more things to the church. Have you noticed we're becoming more aware of what's going on? God is revealing. He's opening our eyes to see it because he wants us to know, he wants us to be comforted, and he wants us to be prepared. That's the whole point of telling prophecy. Sometimes when you share prophecy, people say, I'm afraid to hear that. No, you're missing the point of prophecy. It is so that you won't be afraid. I remember the first time, I know it was traumatic because it sticks in my brain about getting a shot. You go as a kid and nobody tells you that you're going to get this sting in your arm, and suddenly you're like, why? Why didn't they tell me? And the next time I did the wise thing, I hid under the bed. Right? When they pulled me out of the bed, you go and you get your shot or whatever, but at least I knew I'd be okay. Okay, that stung a little bit, but I can handle that. Prophecy is to let you know things are going to get weird, but I'm in control. Everyone relax. That's why he tells us prophecy. That's why he shows us. And he says, I'll reveal more at the time of the end. Notice this. Verse 10, many shall be purified and made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. You wonder, how can't the world see this? Why isn't everyone going, wait a minute, maybe we do need to deal with issues like viruses and all, but this whole digital tracking thing's freaking me out a little bit. Why don't we try something different? You'd think that would happen, right? No, China right now, we'll get to this later. I didn't bring that article with me today, and that's where I have to kind of stay focused here. But they're already saying, look, we suggest a worldwide digital data tracing system because it's the only way to make sure that everyone's been vaccinated and to keep up. And then for future events that happen, it's happening. You're not reading about it in the Bible, okay? You're watching it happen. Church, wake up. You're watching it. It's happening. You know, Jesus in his day, he rebuked those in his day because he was standing. The Messiah, the Savior of the world. The dead is being raised. The blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing. And they were like, we don't think we believe you. He said, you can predict the weather. You can look at the clouds and predict the weather, but you can't recognize the signs of the times. He rebuked his generation for not being able to see what was happening. Let us not be those that are rebuked by the Spirit of the Lord for not being able to see what's happening. Because it's happening right in front of our very eyes. Now, the world won't see it. They're going to think you're crazy, but you see it because your eyes have been opened. Again, in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 12, it talks about this delusion. Look what it says about the last days. It says, the coming of the lawless one, that is the Antichrist, in context, is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. He's going to be able to do amazing things, even call down lightning from heaven, the Bible says. So the world, they're going to believe him. He's going to have supernatural power. And supernatural power does not mean that someone is godly. Note that. Just because someone can do a miracle doesn't mean they're of the Lord. There's supernatural power given to the demonic realm as well. And he's going to have to, again, it's got, how do you know the true person? The one that's lining up with the Word of God. Satan's not going to line up with the Word of God, but he's going to have this power. And notice what it says. It says, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. Note this, here's why. Because they did not receive the love of the truth. I don't want your Jesus. I don't want your Bible. You keep all that to yourself. Okay, then you're going to be deluded. You're going to be under delusion. I'm going to allow you to be deceived. Since you've rejected the truth, I'm going to let you. That's what you want. You want deception? There you can have it. That's a scary place to be. And God says, if people choose that, he'll let them choose it. Notice this, verse 11, and for this reason, God will send strong delusion. Here's that fog that's falling upon the earth. God will send strong delusion that they should believe the lie. Now, what is the lie? Again, I think it's the whole package. The whole package of the world coming together to solve our problems, a new Savior rising up out of Europe. Again, we don't need Jesus. We don't need this church stuff. We can solve everything by science, and we'll get to that more in just a moment. But strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they may all be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Again, notice it says strong delusion. What's shocking to me is the delusion that's already taking place. Now look, I want to just make a blanket statement. I've done this numerous times, but you may be visiting or new. I do believe, and some of you may say, well, I don't believe that. I do believe the virus is real. There's a real virus. And I think some people have died, but I think it's being strongly exaggerated to have, I think, as a headwinds and a prep in the spiritual realm. This is much larger than man and politics. Everybody wants to blame politics, and I know it's all over the internet and whatever, but here's the bottom line. This is much larger. This is a spiritual movement that is to prepare the world for what's coming. It's the enemy steering the world in the wrong direction. And again, there's a blindness that is shocking to me in this when it comes to even this particular virus. So although I acknowledge that the virus is real, what I find interesting, and I shared this last Sunday, again, I want to share it just briefly because I know we had many people gone last Sunday due to a problem here. But I just very briefly, as you guys, you may have heard or may have not heard what I shared last week, a major study coming out of Denmark from Copenhagen. They did a major study over months. They called it the gold standard of scientific study. highest level of discretion used in it, and they watched people that wore masks and people that didn't and followed them, and their conclusion, are you ready for this? It makes no difference whether you wear a mask or not. I have the article right here, and you can look it up online. This is the science. Why aren't you hearing this on the news? Why isn't anyone telling you this? There is a spiritual delusion going on. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be wise. Now, if you have people in your family that are vulnerable, should you protect them? Absolutely. If you yourself are vulnerable, should you wear a mask? Absolutely. We have a room set aside for those that are in that place. We're not judging you for that, and you're encouraged to do that. We welcome that. What I'm saying is something's not lining up. It's interesting, the second article that makes that even more interesting to me. Now, by the way, let me say this. Some of you from a doctor background or nurse background, yes, this works in a controlled environment. If you have a surgical room and the mask is there and it's the proper mask and people aren't touching it all the time and changing them, it works. Here's the problem. Look what we're doing. I mean, this, excuse me, well, that's what we're doing and we're putting whatever. It doesn't work. Now, you would think they would say on the news, okay, look, let's just face it. Throw the mask in the trash. They're not working. But everybody use wisdom. Please use wisdom. Be careful around people that are vulnerable. Do this, do that. And you would think there'd be a logical balance to the science, but there's not. And that's how I see a larger spiritual delusion going on. In addition to that, this was 2 weeks ago. And by the way, this was a study that was accepted and being waited on by the world's authorities. This is not some fly-by-night, you know, conspiracy thing. We're talking Bible here. We're not talking these weird theories that are out there floating around. This one, this week, the 27th of November, John Hopkins, okay, which by the way, John Hopkins is one of the number one medical centers in the world. And John Hopkins did a major study about the death rate in America, trying to find out what's happening with COVID and what are the, they said last year and this year, there's no difference in the death rate. And they're not quite sure why. They give reasons. They say if there's no difference, why are we seeing these huge numbers of all the people dying of COVID-19? I'm not denying that some have. I'm not a denier, okay? But I think there's something going on, and we need wisdom, and we need balance. And they're saying, or John Hopkins, it's the same death rate this year up through the 27th of November that it was last year. And the way they explain it is, in the article, you can look it up later, it says this, well, it's because more people, we had less heart disease die, and less this die, and less that die. So it made up the difference. Why do we suddenly go down in all these other deaths of these other diseases? And so stuff's being moved around. And so the world's not gonna see that. The world doesn't understand that. The world doesn't know that. I'm just going to give you the science because that seems to be the big word today. And that's my job, is to show you what's out there. I don't know why it's not all over the news. I don't know why, other than the spiritual delusion. It's interesting. This right here from Knoxville Focus this last week, they said based on the number of people in Knox County, the total number in Knox County, COVID deaths, we've had 0.0003%, front page. And yet we're shutting down everything. Why? Because the world is under strong delusion. And the Bible said in the last days, God would send strong delusion. And that's what we're experiencing. Now, when it comes to this kind of stuff, again, I'm not saying, I know I keep repeating myself that we shouldn't be wise, but I think about Charles Spurgeon. You guys have heard me talk about Charles Spurgeon. He was a great evangelist in the 1800s. In 1854, a worldwide cholera pandemic outbreak was, people were dying all over the world. People were dying there in his area. As a matter of fact, he had some people die in his church. But here's what he said. There were a church of thousands. He said, we're going to continue to meet. He said, because God has called us to gather together. And here's the bottom line. Although the physical realm is very important and we love everyone, the spiritual is eternal. And if we don't preach the gospel and teach the word and people walk away from the spiritual realm, we may save them physically, but we lose them forever into eternity. So he decided to keep meeting. And of course, they made it through that. And they even had some deaths within their fellowship. And again, God was faithful to them through that entire process. As a matter of fact, he made another statement. He said, I find that when people are dying, they're much more open to the gospel. Now, I'm not that bold to say that. Charles Spurgeon was very bold. I'm sure he took a lot of heat for that. But there's something that death does. It makes you recognize, I need to deal with my spirit. 10 out of every 10 die. There's nobody in here that's not going to lose your body. Now, you're not going to die if you know the Lord because you're alive spiritually. God's in control of when you go. Now, am I saying everybody be foolish? No, be wise. And let me even say this. I'll tell you what I do. And some of you are going to get mad at me for this, but it's just how it is. When I'm around people that are doing that, even though I know the science now that, again, according to these guys out of Denmark and the rest, that the masks really don't make a difference, you know what I do? I put a mask on. And here's why. Remember Jesus with Peter? And he was there. And I thought it was at the beginning of this thing, there was a lot of people saying, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not a... Look, okay, I'm not going to get in a fight with you about that. But here's the bottom line. We have to be willing to die to ourselves for the sake of others that we don't make them stumble or fall away. And the governmental leaders came to Peter and said, is your master not going to pay the temple tax? They were the ones running the government. It was the Sadducees and Pharisees. They were the modern day Congress. And Peter's like, well, I don't know. And he runs to Jesus and goes, are we paying the temple tax? He goes, look, you're a child of the king. You don't have to follow that. But so that we don't make them stumble, go catch a fish, even let Peter have fun fishing, right? Catch a fish, take out the coin, pay the temple tax. Modern day translation, if everybody's freaking out around you, put on a mask. It's okay. Don't let them stumble because of your freedom. Put on a mask, even though you know the science, that's okay. But don't cause them to stumble. It's just called being loving, laying down ourselves for others and not judging others. And yet also using that balance and wisdom in the midst of it. And that's what we have to have. And so the Bible also says the entire world will come under, again, this oppressive power of this one world government, as we said. I want to give you a verse of that as well. Look at Daniel 11:36 says this. Then the king, in the context, if you go back and read it, this is speaking of the Antichrist. Then the king, the Antichrist, shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god. Here's the bottom line. He doesn't want anybody else worshiped. He's not going to allow there to be any other type of worship. And so he's going to shut it down. So what we should be watching for is the headwinds of that. He goes on and says, he shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods and shall prosper until the wrath has been accomplished. That is Revelation. We're talking about that wrath. For what has been determined shall be done. This means he will eventually do away with the worship of any other god or any other celebration that honors God, like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Does anyone see the headwinds of the spirit of the Antichrist attacking holidays that lift up Jesus Christ? Oh, don't you dare worship. Don't you dare have Thanksgiving. Don't you dare have Christmas. Don't you care? Of course we care. And for that 0.0003% that are dying in Knox County, we need to be very careful. But when it comes to worshiping God, we're going to worship him and we're going to honor him. Now, I'm not saying flaunt it. I'm not saying be rude about it. But I'm saying enjoy the holidays and worship the Lord. The spirit of Antichrist is eventually going to... Listen, when he comes into power, no one will worship, will have Christmas. No one will have Thanksgiving. No one will do, nobody, even Ramadan, even the false religions, he won't allow them to do. All holidays will be canceled because everyone must bow to him as God. He won't allow it. Everyone else will bow down. Now, that means we should be seeing the headwinds of that. Are we seeing the headwinds of that? You better believe it. Again, you're watching it happen right before your very eyes. Again, the government of the freest nation of the world, America, is now clamping down on its population, removing its freedoms, bringing oppression on its people, never like never before in American history. And again, this is exactly what the Bible says will happen in the last days. Now, as we come to chapter 7, that was just the intro. We're going 3 hours today, so we're going to have lunch brought in. Wouldn't that be great one day to have lunch brought in? Y'all to sit there. It probably wouldn't be. So no, that wouldn't be great, Pastor. That wouldn't be great. But as we come to chapter 7, where we're taking up now is in chapter 6, we saw the first six seals opened, all right? The first six seals were opened. Now we come to the seventh seal, and we're going to be introduced in the seventh seal to the 144,000. And before we jump in it, I want to say very quickly about the 144,000. Many false religions have used the 144,000 to deceive many people into thinking it was just their group, or they're this, or they're that. It was used wrongfully. Again, who are some of those that did that? Jehovah's Witnesses made this claim until their numbers passed 144,000. And they were like, we have new insight. And they suddenly, yeah, I guess it's more than that.
Thanks for coming to the table for God's Word with Pastor Mark for his study in the book of Revelation. This final book of the Bible is not a book you want to jump into without having context from the rest of the Bible. If you did, you might think you were transplanted into some sci-fi apocalyptic nightmare of a story. But Revelation is so much more than the strange imagery and prophecies. Revelation points you to the fact that Jesus is supreme ruler over all and that he truly will bring peace to the world. Now that's something to look forward to. We hope, as you've listened today, that you've been encouraged to know what's to come if you're a follower of Christ. If having a relationship with Jesus is a new thing for you, we'd like to help you with that. We'd be so happy to meet you and talk to you about this in person. If you're in the Knoxville area, we invite you to come visit us at Calvary Knoxville this Sunday. Our morning services are at 8, 9:30, and 11:15. We also have a Sunday night Bible study at 6 and a midweek service every Wednesday night at 7. If you're not in the area, go ahead and check out thewaymedia.net and scroll down to the Calvary Knoxville link. Then scroll down to the Knowing Jesus link. If you're needing to hear this message again to grasp what was said, click on the Come to the Table link at thewaymedia.net or connect with the Way Media app. That's all the time we have for right now, but Pastor Mark has more to share as we look to the big picture of Revelation the next time we come to the table. Come to the Table is a radio outreach ministry of Calvary Knoxville.